Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Nashville Hotel, hour number two. Kevin Hagan with us, presented by Soul Street Coffee, soulstreetcoffee.com. Coffee and tea, many flavors, many more on the way. Delicious. Go to that site, soulstreetcoffee.com, and order today. Kevin Hagan with us, but he's north. He went up north. He is in the NYC, New York City, if you don't know your acronyms. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, Bill, from the heart of the greatest city on the planet, New York City. I absolutely love this place. Love it every time I'm here. Honestly, never really wanted to leave. The reality is, Bill, I would live here in a heartbeat.
I tell you what, that city, you better be ready to get moving. There's no sitting around in that city, is there?
No, you've got to be on the go. It keeps you on your toes. You've got to be fit, you know, because you're hopping around the city, riding the subways. There's just everything about New York I absolutely love and totally embrace the city. My grandfather lived here, so it's in my blood. I just love everything about New York City, Bill. And I have the honor of having a VIP lunch today with Danny. The Michigan fan, NYPD policeman. We're going to head down 44th Street today and have lunch today, and I'm honored to get to spend lunch with him and talk some blue blood college football here in the NYC.
I was going to ask you about that when you were going to meet up with Danny. Danny does the overnight shift right there in the heart of the city, so you're going to meet him today. Nice.
Yeah, we're going to meet here at 11 a.m. We're going to an Italian restaurant called Carmine's here on 44th Street. So looking forward to that and visiting with him and having an Alabama-Michigan summit, two blue blood programs, and talking about the upcoming season.
You could talk about that. Was that the Orange Bowl, the Tom Brady versus Mike DuBose game? That it was actually a really good game. And Michigan ended up winning it. Didn't they go to overtime or something? I don't remember that. But I was out in Phoenix watching the game.
I tried to block that one out, Bill. Alabama was doing really well at halftime, and Michigan switched quarterbacks and brought in some guy named Tom Brady, which kind of makes it feel better now as we've moved further away from the pain of that bowl loss. Now I just look at it and say, oh, we lost to Tom Brady. A lot of people lose to Tom Brady. But, it was a painful ending to a great Mike DuBose's signature season, let's be honest, back in. What was that, 1999? Seems like forever ago. But you sleep a little better when you can say, yeah, Tom Brady beat us that night in Miami.
If you're going to go down, that's probably the guy to go down to, right?
Yeah, the matchup of Tom Brady versus Mike DuBose is kind of a mismatch, Bill. Not in our favor.
Kevin Hagan with us. You've been in New York. You've been there enough to where you know your way around, right?
I'm very, very comfortable in the city. I feel completely safe in the city. Day, night, hop on the subway and go. I tell people you either love New York or you hate New York. But as I was talking to Charlie, of course, this is his hometown before we got on. There's a lot of stereotypes about this city. The people here are really great. Yeah, I mean, they're all business or whatever. But if you haven't been here, you really need to come. Don't let the stereotypes keep you away. There's and if you're not a, you know, no matter what you like. For instance, we went to Yankee Stadium. We were in Yankee Stadium last night again. The Yankees won last night. Tonight we're going to a play in a theater. I mean, there's 1,000 great restaurants here. No matter what your interests are, I mean, you could spend, and there's, what, 120 museums in this city? I mean, you really, there's no lack of something to do, and it really is the city that never sleeps at night. As you can see, man, it's in my blood, and I just passionately love New York City. I love being here, and every time I'm here, I tell my wife, I'm not going back. I'm not going back, and I probably wouldn't if it wasn't for my granddaughter waiting for me back home.
Kevin Hagan here. Okay, Alabama's day is today at the SEC Media Days down in Hoover, Alabama, Birmingham. What do you think Nick's going to say?
Well, Coach Saban's going to be there. He's brought Jerry Jeudy, Dylan Moses, and Tua Tagovailoa with him. And he's going to get the same questions. I always love these stupid questions that he gets from the national media that aren't used to covering the team. I'm sure he'll have to deal with some Clemson hangover questions. I'm sure he'll get umpteen questions about how he thinks Jalen Hurts is going to do as quarterback for Oklahoma this year. But when we get down to talking about the actual season, I'm sure that just how you've turned the page from that loss to Clemson. And Coach Saban, wanting to talk about putting that behind them. Poor Tua Tagovailoa, that young man is just going to get wore out today on Media Row. Of course, we're all assuming that Coach Saban gets some love. I mean, he is going up against Chad Morris, so hopefully some of the people will peel off from the Chad Morris entourage and give a little love to Coach Saban.
I hear you. Oh, it's going to be crazy. I am so glad I'm not anywhere near the lobby of the Winfrey Hotel. The Alabama fan throng will be thickening. You won't be able to breathe. It'll be so deep today.
It is. It is. And one of the things about the SEC Media Days that I really kind of hate, I mean, if you're not an Alabama fan, the Alabama fatigue right now from SEC Media Days must just really drive you crazy, because it really doesn't matter who you are. It seems like inevitably they're talking about Coach Saban and Alabama. And I understand that fans of other SEC programs are sick and tired of hearing about the nonstop Nick Saban this and Nick Saban that for Alabama. But the only way to change that is for somebody else to step up and take command in the program. But yeah, Coach Saban, I can honestly tell you this is not one of his favorite couple of hours that he has to spend in the summer.
Anything on the horizon or looming in recruiting?
The big thing coming up for Alabama is on Saturday, July 27th, they're going to have their second summer cookout. It'll be interesting to see who comes in. I think there's a really good chance that Zachary Evans, the running back out of North Shore, Texas, will show up at that. Alabama probably going to pick up a commitment tomorrow. Christian Story, the athlete out of Lynette, Alabama, he's a four-star. He's going to be choosing between the Crimson Tide and the Texas A&M Aggies. I would be surprised if Kristen Story doesn't choose Alabama tomorrow, but just keep your eyes out on that cookout. See who shows up. There could be some significant surprise athletes who happen to find their way to Tuscaloosa on the 27th for hot dogs and hamburgers with Coach Saban, and I'll just leave it at that.
Kevin Hagan with us. He's up in New York traveling. Have you been to the Yankees game yet?
Yeah, we went again last night, and they won last night. 6 runs in the bottom of the 8th. The 2 home runs were right down there where we were. Monday night was not real pleasant when Chapman blew the game, literally with 1 strike to go for a win, and he blew the game. But last night went much better. Spent yesterday morning at Madison Square Garden. As the people who know me know, I'm a passionate fan of the New York Rangers, so hanging out in Ranger country. So it's been a mixture of sports love, theater, restaurants, just soaking up the Big Apple, Bill.
Kevin, we'll let you get out of here. When do you start your podcast again?
I will start my podcast probably a week or two before the start of the college football season, a wrap-up kind of, right in the middle of the fall practice. And I anticipate Alabama, I think that their first practice is Friday, August the 2nd. So, once we get out of media days, before we know it, they'll be out on the practice field, and then we'll be able to get started the season. Of course, Alabama has that major kickoff game looming in Atlanta against the Duke Blue Devils. That's one of the bad things about this summer for Alabama fans, Bill. We we've had so many great kickoff matches to look forward to, and I haven't found a single Alabama fan that is excited for the Duke game other than the fact that they're going to finally see the Crimson Tide on the field. Fortunately, next year Alabama kicks off against Southern Cal, and the following year we play Miami. But it is kind of a significant bummer that Alabama starts the season with the Duke Blue Devils, and the fact that it's not Mike Krzyzewski's Duke Blue Devils, it's you-know-who's also run Blue Devil football team.
Kevin, we'll see you next week.
Hey, have a great day, everybody, and as always, Roll Tide from the Big Apple.
Kevin Hagan, presented by Soul Street Coffee. SoulStreetCoffee.com is the site. Go there and order. You will not regret it. You'll be happy you did. You'll order time and time again. Coffee and tea, many different flavors. And Kenneth is always working on new ones as well. Always working on that. Where is it that Northwestern camps in Wisconsin? They call it starts with a W, right? No. Kenosha. Yeah, Camp Kenosha. That was my problem. I was thinking about a W word, which is Wisconsin, but I thought it was a city that was a W word. No, Kenosha. Camp Kenosha. When I get stuck like that, it's hard. They go to Camp Kenosha, and Notre Dame goes to Camp Culver Academy. That'd be pretty cool. That's another one. If I had to go to preseason camp, which I've been to so many of those things, I don't want to go anymore. I don't catch a buzz off of it. I love the games. Love all the stuff about it, but I don't want to be at camp. But if I had to go, Northwestern right there on Lake Michigan, that facility, that would be enjoyable. If I had to go, you said, Bill, you've got no choice. You got to go. That would be the one for sure. Tell you what, let's do this. Let's get the break. We've got Ole Miss Evie coming up bottom of the hour, about 15, 17 minutes out. Josh Newberg, top of hour number three. No Griff today. I'm not sure where we're going to get Griff on this week. May have to skip another week with him. We'll see. If you want to call the show, here's the number to use for now. Charlie's working on this. 615-844-5600 is the number. 615-844-5600. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, heavy traffic, but it's still moving. 40 eastbound, passing 840 here, coming out of Dixon County through Kingston Springs right now. Traffic's on the increase, 65 southbound, as we check that out live here at Trinity Lane. Traffic still looking good up through Brentwood at the moment, through Williamson County on 65 going northbound. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. They started all this hot chicken craze. Go by and see them at 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com, or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Let me tell you about my good friend Kenneth. He has the site, which is soulstreetcoffee.com. 8 different blends, 16 teas on there. And he is the exclusive sponsor of Kevin Hagan every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, talking Alabama football, Alabama sports. That's soulstreetcoffee.com. I need you to order now. It is a fantastic product. You will absolutely love it. That's soulstreetcoffee.com.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
There you are, Joe.
And a good neighbor.
Hey, man.
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kurt Busch battled his brother door-to-door to the checkered flag. He ends up in victory lane at Kentucky. Up next is the Magic Mile at New Hampshire. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
The Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 888-702-5494. The Bill King Show.
Omni Nashville Hotel. 615-844-5600. Just a quick note. Josh pointed this out. Big Ten preseason players of the year. It was a vote of 35 writers organized by Cleveland.com. Jonathan Taylor, Wisconsin Offensive Player of the Year. Chase Young, Buckeyes Defensive Player of the Year. That was a list put together of voters by Cleveland.com. Up to Boston, and Kevin is with us. What's up, Kev? How you doing, man?
Bill, it's always a pleasure, my friend. I've been with you since 07, from Sirius to wherever you go, I follow the king. You know what I'm calling about my Buffaloes out in Colorado? I was actually out there a couple of weeks ago and walking around campus and everything. And I'm excited about Mel Tucker. I'm still not sold on a return to glory, shall we say. You know, they say the rise is real out there. Well, I need to see some improvement. I need to see some better recruits. I know, and listen, I know it's difficult to get them to go to Boulder, you know, and I'm still not sold on the move to the Pac-12, but tell me what you think and where you think the Buffaloes can go this year.
Let me ask you this. Were you there? Did you go to school there?
No, I'm from Boston. You know what brought me to Colorado? Sal Lawnessy. Remember that story?
Oh, gosh, yes.
I remember watching a story on him when I was a kid. It's probably 88, maybe, 87, 88. I was watching. It was on CBS, the pregame show, and I was like, wow, this is awesome. And ever since then, I've been with the Buffs.
That is – so you, a Boston guy, that's your home.
Yep.
Adopted. Yep. A lot of people – will adopt Florida State in the 90s or Alabama, yeah, with all those various years of winning. They'll adopt Alabama. They'll adopt teams. But you adopted Colorado. Are you young enough, or excuse me, old enough should be the term, to go back to the late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember the fifth down in Missouri. I was right there in 2001 when Chris Brown ran for 6 touchdowns over Nebraska, and we needed to beat them after we lost to them every year, every which way possible. I've been with them ever since. I remember the Cordell Stewart Hail Mary over Michigan with Ty Law in the picture. I've been there since then.
That was – and there are a lot of people in this audience that don't realize this. That was a stretch where Colorado, roster-wise, would be close to what Alabama and Clemson are today. That good.
They had
ridiculous.
So many players, and they would go to California, and they had some JUCO kids, and McCartney had it rolling, and it fell apart, and I'm not sure. And I like the Mel Tucker hire, you know, because the knowledge is there from him. He's learned from some of the best, some of the greatest, but can he bring that, you know, sprinkle that magic dust in Boulder? I'm not sure.
I'm like you. I've been looking. I look at the personnel and everything else. I'm not sure what to think. Mike McIntyre's gone. They replaced him with Mel Tucker. We know that. That's not new news. And there's some talent on this roster. It's not back to the glory days, but there's some talent there. I think it's real unclear. I don't know that I've got any good answers for you right now. I'm watching eagerly, but I do not have any feel. Matter of fact, somebody, Kevin, remind me. When we get to later in the week with Landry and then Brad, I don't know that I've pushed a lot of Colorado on them. Remind me, and I want to get particularly Landry and Brad to break that down, where they see this thing going this year, and certainly Brad from the gambling angle. So,
right. Well, I'll tell you, Landry's knowledge is unbelievable. I think he's one of the best. And you guess are great. I love Buck, Gator Dave. Those guys are great. Kevin Hagan with his knowledge of Alabama. But Landry it's unbelievable the knowledge he brings. So a great addition to your show, Bill.
I pictured you spending the whole month of July in Nantucket. I figured you'd be on your private home over there checking the show out, man.
That's for the tourists, Bill. I let them take that over. I'm not like everybody else up here. I'm obsessed with college football. There's not a lot of us up here. There's some, but I'm obsessed. And, you know, I follow the king. You know, I remember Ipsy Terry and the Prophylactic Posse.
Oh, yeah.
Even all those guys. So it's been a pleasure every single day, Bill. I listen. So thank
are
you so much.
Now, are you a Cape guy or a Nantucket guy? What's the other island up there? Is it Montauk or what is the one up there?
No, Martha's Vineyard. Montauk is in New York. But
Montauk.
Yeah, you know where I go, actually? I go to the White Mountains in New Hampshire, actually. And that's where the lakes and the streams are, and it's quiet up there. You get away from all the other tourists who come to take over Nantucket and all of that stuff. Rhode Island's close, too, and their beaches are great, underrated beaches there.
Boy, I bet. Yeah, I bet those are nice.
Oh, they're beautiful. Beautiful. Bill, it's great talking to you. I'll stay on, and I'm with you all the way.
Thank you, Kev. Appreciate you, man.
All right.
Yep, appreciate you very much. I figured Kevin would spend July, part of it, in Nantucket, listen to the show, a little college football. Probably the only college football fan on that whole island. Seriously, probably the only one. If you went up there, if you went to the local store in Nantucket, and you said, hey, where's the magazine stand? I'm looking for Athlon. I'm looking for Phil Tinfoil. Where do I find it? You think that... There's no way they would have that up there, right? No way. Kevin is good people. I did not realize that Kevin has called the show through the years, but I did not realize that he was such a Colorado fan. I did not know that. I don't know if I thought he was a BC fan or what. Looking at Colorado, I don't know what to think. They had the good year a couple of years ago with Coach Mack up there, Coach Mike McIntyre. Not McIlwain. Mike McIntyre. And you know the story. Mike McIntyre is from here. He is a 6'1" fiver. And went to Vanderbilt, played for his dad, George, who was the coach at Vanderbilt. And then his dad got unhired. So Mike transferred to Georgia Tech. Spent his last couple of years down there in Atlanta. And has been coaching somewhere ever since. He was with Cut originally at Ole Miss. Recruiting coordinator, among other things. Mike McIntyre. Now he's back there as defensive coordinator. He went to Temple for a little bit. He was with the Cowboys for a spell. Obviously the Colorado coach. Where was he at when he got hired by Colorado? Was he Was he at Duke with Cut? What am I missing? I'm missing something there. His teacher, the guy that he studies after is God's gift to coaching Cut. It's Mike McIntyre. Went to Brentwood Academy here. To high school, to junior high, I guess. High school, and then on to Vanderbilt, etc. Now he's over there with Ole Miss Evie. Josh says, Bill, Army will beat TTUN in week two. Do you agree or disagree? Boy. You're talking about everybody becoming unraveled. Now, Army is a really good program once again. So I'm not here to disrespect Army. Army is a very good-looking program. And they're very well coached. But should you be beating Michigan, player for player? That's one. I get what you're saying, Josh. I don't think that happens, but that's not the craziest thought in the world. This isn't 07, and we're talking, and Appalachian State's a very good program as well, but we're not talking Appy State here. I'll promise you this. This is Captain Obvious stuff. Army ain't scared. Army ain't scared of nothing. So from that standpoint, you'd give them a shot. That right there, if that were to happen, even though Army is to be respected, the haters led by Josh and Black would absolutely devour Michigan. Even though it would probably be more of a compliment to Army than a slap to Michigan, that's not the way that would be handled by the social media mob. No. Oh. Yeah, Northwestern goes to Kenosha, Wisconsin. Camp Kenosha. I couldn't think of that because I was thinking of a W. No, Kev. Reminded me, Bill, that lady listened to the show. Her and her husband had all those restaurants. Yeah, we talked about it. Had one there in San Antonio. Had one in Scottsdale. And we freeloaded on both of them. I'll tell you how nice this lady was. She listened to the show. She said, Bill, I've already given them your name. Just go. And take whoever you want. I don't care. So about five or six other people freeloaded off of me. Sloths that worked at SiriusXM who probably had never had a meal better than McDonald's. Nothing wrong with McDonald's. I may stop in there this morning when I'm in the 615, but actually, you know what I've been enjoying? And I had one last week. It's been a few weeks. The Dunkin' Donuts sausage, egg, bacon croissant's pretty good. Sometimes when I'm driving by and it's easy to get in and out of, there's also a drive-thru. Excuse me. Those are spot on when you're desperate. Been digging that as well. Okay, let's get the bottom of the hour here. Ole Miss Evie coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Watching that traffic become heavy at times there through Kingston Springs on 40 going eastbound. All that traffic coming from Dixon County. 840 looks pretty good right now. Working your way between, let's say, Rutherford County and Williamson County. Traffic still holding up right now. 40 coming past the airport there through Hermitage Donaldson up by Spence Lane. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart fares can save you up to 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard menu with seven flavors, like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer. Yahoo! Your first cannonball. Yahoo! Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon. Yahoo! That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ. Happy tastes good. Yahoo! At participating locations.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Showers and thunderstorms for this morning. A high of 87. Showers overnight. Cloudy with your low at 75. Scattered showers on Thursday. Partly sunny with your high at 91. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got biscuits? Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
That's right, Omni Nashville Hotel. Hey, quick note on tickets. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. Go to PrimoSeats.com. All the football games coming up just around the corner. And no, I'm not counting down to them, but they're coming. They're coming fast. All the football games. You're going to college games, pro games. You're going to concerts. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. Take the name Bill Is King. Put that name in the promo code box, and that will get you 5% off. 5% by using the name Bill Is King. Crazy Charlie is chasing down Ole Miss Evie. She is in Hoover. Site of the SEC Football Media Days. Ole Miss was actually on Tuesday. She got the whole day to work on Ole Miss stories for her site, The Rebel Walk. Today, day number three. And among other teams, you have Nick Saban. Nick Saban there today. You've got Chad Morris there today. Four teams today. Four teams. And as Soul Street Coffee pointed out, tomorrow is Auburn and Vanderbilt. So two teams left over on Thursday, last day of SEC Football Media Days. The Atlantic Division of the ACC is today at ACC Media Days, which started today, Wednesday. It's a Wednesday-Thursday event. The Big Ten is Thursday, Friday of this week in Chicago, right there on Michigan Avenue. That one wins the day. If you want best location for Media Days, it's not close. Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, Big Ten Conference. That one's in the one slot. I think Jeff up in Chicago has a good idea. Let's try and get the SEC up there. No connection regionally at all. None. Nothing that reminds you of the SEC going up to Chicago, but that would still be a good one. Oh, I bet Chicago. Jeff could tell us, Kevin could tell us about this. Melting pot just like New York City. So there's probably alumni chapters all through Chicago. Southeastern Conference alumni chapters. Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Auburn, LSU. They're probably all over the place where they watch their games on Saturdays, etc. Probably everywhere. Everywhere, man. Top of the hour, Josh Newberg will be with us. Crazy Charlie is chasing down Ole Miss Evie. I don't know if there's a connection issue or what, but wow. For some reason, not getting through to Ole Miss Evie. I will, well, Ole Miss Evie, she knows she's supposed to be on, so they'll figure it out. They'll get it done. Berg at the top of the hour. Back to Ole Miss. Before we connect up here with Ole Miss Evie, I'm worried about them. I know that the Ole Miss fan base has some cautious optimism about the season coming up. I don't blame them. You're supposed to, unless you're the Cosby Cattleman, you're supposed to err on the side of being optimistic about your team. Well, let me rephrase that. Supposed to probably isn't the right way to word it. Your natural inclination usually is to be happy about your team, to err on the side of the happy stuff, to think that you're going to be better than the naysayers think you're going to be. That's what typically a typical fan's going to feel like. That's going to be their emotional angle. I get that part of it. Unless you're the Cosby Cattleman, and your team can do nothing to keep you permanently happy. They can win, and you won't even let that get you in the happiest of modes. You just won't. You're going to bash them no matter what. That's the Cosby Cattleman. Most everybody else is the other way. They're going to err on the side of cautious optimism. I get that. I'm worried about Ole Miss. I'm worried about players. Defensively, I'm worried. That's the side of the ball that they're just not very good. And I don't know how that changes. Bringing in Mike McIntyre, we just sat there and talked about him, is it going to switch that? You can't scheme over talent when it comes to defense. I don't think you can. Roundman says, Bill, the Rebels' D couldn't be any worse, right? I don't know how it could be. They didn't get anybody stopped a year ago. I don't know how it could be. I'm of the position, you've heard me preach this many times, it's hard to trick up a defense when you're behind in players. When you're behind in personnel, it's hard to trick it up. You can run stunts, you can blitz, you can disguise coverages, you can get into all this cerebral stuff. To me, it's harder defensively to cover up lack of personnel than it is offense. That's a debate that will go on literally forever. That one will go on. Which side of the ball is easier to overachieve on? I think it's easily offense. In defense. I think when you get stuck defensively with personnel shortcomings, I think you could sit there and watch film 24 hours a day. And I don't know that there's a lot you can do. If the players are not sufficient, you can sit there again. You can scheme it up all you want. I'm not a big believer in that. I think defense is more about players than offense. They're both about players. But I've watched it too many years where teams that get behind defensively have a tough time catching up. And the only way to catch up is if you recruit to it. And that's the only magic formula. Gary Joe Collins says, Bill, what about the snowflakes? They're at it again, Bill. Horns down in the Big 12 can get you a penalty when playing Texas. The fix is in from Irving, and they're not even trying to hide it anymore. You know what? Shame on the host of this show. I have seen these articles about the description of when horns down is okay and when it's not, and I haven't read it yet. So I don't know the parameters. I need to pull that up during the break because a lot of people link that, and I didn't read it. Yesterday I had time, and for some reason I kept skipping over it. I was watching the Big 12. I was watching the SEC. I was perusing Twitter and just absorbing data. I was absorbing info, man. Osmosis is so natural to me, man. Osmosis comes so easy to me. And I skipped over the horns down is sometimes okay, but other times it will get you a penalty. I need to look that up. Need to pull that up. Let me do this, Crazy Charlie. Let's take the break right here. Berg at the top of the hour, still efforting. Okay, we do have Ole Miss Evie. Okay, we'll get her after the break. We've got to get it here to be on time. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. It looks like a two-car collision at West End at 24th there in Midtown. It's busy, where you would expect out here on 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Still quite a bit of traffic making its way down Vietnam Vets right now. Coming through Hendersonville, headed towards the 65 split. A store closing sale going on at 902 Murfreesboro Pike. Save on vehicles, trucks, jet skis, store fixtures. Check out the auction this Saturday at 902 Murfreesboro Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Avalanche AC refrigerant is on sale for $19.99. And because it's military month at Napa, every purchase of Avalanche AC refrigerant and other select products will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So support the troops and your ride and pick up Avalanche AC refrigerant for $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 7/31/19.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
And now the fine folks at Dumford Irrigation would like to remind all Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to locate a military care package and learn how you can help a hero today. This salute is brought to you by Dumford Irrigation. For the finest quality in irrigation, lighting fixtures, and equipment, call Dumford Irrigation at 615-218-3058. That's 615-218-3058. Dumford Irrigation. They're people who care. The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over 2 decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email PhyllisKing7, that's number 7, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Down in Hoover at the Winfrey Hotel, connected to the Galleria Mall, it is Ole Miss Evie, who's been there for several days now. Ole Miss's day was Tuesday. Evie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
How has the media throng been? How crazy is it down there?
You know, it's weird. I don't feel like it's as crazy as it was last year. I don't know. Maybe it was because, you know, it was at the College Football Hall of Fame and you had all that excitement going on, and maybe there's not quite the same level of excitement inside the Winfrey as there is in the College Football Hall of Fame. But it's still been great. Still been great.
You're saying that maybe we've hit the point where it can't get crazier, so it settled down a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of think so. So now, that being said, you know, today is Death Star Day, so right. I think, you know, things probably pick up.
I suggest you stay out of the lobby if you want to remain untouched, because people are going to be rubbing up against people because there's nowhere to move. It's going to be crazy in that lobby.
It will. Now, Jimbo, it got a little crazy, I think, around Jimbo yesterday afternoon. People were really wanting Jimbo to sign all sorts of things. Somebody handed him a Georgia helmet to sign, and I thought that was kind of odd.
That is weird.
Understand.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know, and he signed it.
Now,
he signed it. So.
This would have been funny, though. What if it would have been a Florida State helmet? That would have been great.
I know. That would have been something else.
Ah, Twitter would have been glorious after that. Oh my gosh.
Yes. So,
give me your takeaway from Ole Miss yesterday.
Well, I tell you what, it was to me, I mean, I just feel relieved. I think I know exactly how Matt Luke feels in terms of, you know, finally, yay, we just get to talk about football, and finally we have enough players. You know, we're going to carry 85 scholarship players this year, whereas, you know, last year in October and November, we were down to like 61, 62 scholarship players, and it's hard to compete anywhere with that. I mean, that's like, you know, FCS level or something. You know,
right.
I don't know. So I think it's just a big relief. And I noticed the mentality, I felt like, of the players. And I'm really working hard not to use any of the verboten words. But I just feel like the players just seem to be zoned in a little bit more. And I got to tell you, I was really impressed with Matt Corral. Did you get a chance to see him?
I did. And you know what? Bringing a guy in who is a redshirt freshman quarterback who hasn't – I mean, he hasn't the starting quarterback before until today. Showing the confidence in him, a California kid who's at Ole Miss, and bringing him to Hoover, that was a big-time compliment.
I think so, too. And, you know, a lot of coaches, you know, don't want their youngsters even speaking in front of the camera, much less, you know, being at media days. And
right.
I'm sure, you know, folks know he was the only underclassman there and the only freshman there. And I thought he did a great job. I, you know, covered him last year, but he seemed to me, there was a difference to me between how he was in the fall in interviews when they would make him available, or even in the spring. And just, I was really impressed with the way he handled himself, and he handled the questions of, you know, about why he decommitted from Florida. I thought he handled that really well. And just, he was funny and articulate and very, 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 very competitive. And I know everybody, you know, everybody's quarterback is competitive, but he really just demonstrably seems to have a spark there.
Did he get reps last year? He just didn't exceed the 4-game limit or what? I don't remember.
Yes, he did. He played 4 games, and if you'll recall, his fourth game was when he came in the Egg Bowl when Jordan Tomu got hurt.
Okay.
And then we had a little scuffle in the Egg Bowl. He went to defend A.J. Brown and, you know, kind of got into it. And so, honestly, you know, I think players being players and college guys being college guys, I think that, you know, his team literally saw him willing to kind of go to bat for him. So, I saw where Dennis Dodd tweeted his best takeaway from day two was that Matt Corral's going to kill it at Ole Miss. He said SoCal swagger and Rich Rod is his OC. So, you know, he seems to really like Rich Rod. And he said he's two different people. He said off the field, he's just as nice as he can be, and he strolls his little dogs around, you know, and
right.
his strollers. But on the field, it's, oh, my gosh. And he said he really likes the way that he coaches.
Ole Miss Evie's with
us. It's going to be interesting.
Here is something I don't think I've asked you. If I have, I forgot. With Rich Rod, I go back to, heck, before he got to West Virginia, he was at Tulane. But Rich Rod is stereotyped as a certain style offense, the zone read, things like that, which is probably an unfair stereotype because it's more complicated than that. When I think of Ole Miss, I don't think of that style. What are they doing? What's Rich Rod saying about fitting the offensive game plan template to Ole Miss's players?
I think that's interesting. I think that, you know, there are a lot of, you're absolutely right, there are a lot of coaches out there who come in and they, you know, they will fit the square peg into the round hole or try to, and I think that Rich Rod, from everything that the players have said, and that we didn't get to see much in spring, and I don't know how much we'll get to see in fall, but the takeaway has been that he is very, very good at using the strengths of his players and will definitely make his system fit what he's got. And, you know, I think he comes in with, you know, Matt Corral, I think, will be a good quarterback in his system. Matt Corral, interestingly, said he had talked to Khalil Tate, when Rich Rod was at Arizona, who played there. So he talked to him a little bit about Rich Rod and his system, and Corral is excited. I mean, it's almost like that's good enough for me, you know.
Right.
So I think that you're going to see there'll be some interesting things. I mean, even our defenders, Momo Sanogo, inside linebacker, was there yesterday, and he talked about what it's like, the defense going up against Rich Rod's offense in practices, and how much they are really liking that they don't ever know what he's going to do. And because let's face it, our defense needs some work. You know, they have room for improvement. And apparently Rich Rod, his system, his scheme is even helping the defense. So that's a good thing. But I think it's going to be interesting, you know, with Scotty Phillips back at running back. He's a phenomenal running back. And then, like, you know, we talked about earlier this year, you know, what was going to happen with Jerrion Ealy. Well, now we know. So we're going to get Jerrion Ealy in there, and you may see him in the slot some. You may see him. I mean, there's all kind of things that may happen. So it's going to be fun to watch.
How long of a drive is it from Hoover to back around College Station where you live?
Oh, my gosh. Well, GPS says it's about 10 and a half hours.
Wow.
When you stop at various Starbucks and things like that, it turns into a little more than that. In fact, I was driving along and my son called me at one point and then called me later. And it's like every time he called me, I was stopped to get gas or at a Starbucks. And he's like, you know, no wonder it's taking you 15 hours to get there because you're never driving when I'm calling you. But anyway, so yeah, kind of a long drive.
You heading back today?
Yes. Gotta see what's up with the Death Star. You know, always
right.
Have to see if I can work up some nerve to ask saving a question. But
did Jimbo mention Karen at all yesterday?
he did not, at least not on the main stage. Now, maybe he did in one of the breakout rooms, and I just didn't hear it. And I thought about raising my hand and asking him a question, but the microphone girl wasn't anywhere near me, so I really didn't think that I would get through.
All right, Evie, safe travels. We'll see you when you get back.
Thank you so much, Bill.
There she is. Ole Miss Evie. The angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie. Does she not bring a calming effect to the show? That voice, that her demeanor, that voice, the angelic tones just takes the show and I don't know metaphorically how to describe it. It just calms the show. It eases everything up. Makes everything okay. It's smooth. Ole Miss Evie, always good to have her. We get lots of people always request her. Oh, I didn't ask about the snakes and the baby chicks. I'll have to do that next time. There's always snakes. No shortage of snakes where she's at. None. I'll ask her next time. Berg, oh God, from the angelic tones to Berg. That's coming up next. Josh Duberg, Omni.